You're listening to SBS News.
At the 400 metres, a length and a half, Floating Artist. Here's Very Elegant. She's coming home. 300 to go. The Mighty Mare moves up to incentivise and races on by. Then Floating Artist, Spanish Mission. But Very Elegant at the 150. The darling of the turf has raced clear. Three lengths incentivised. And it's Very Elegant. 10 group ones. And now the greatest of them all.
The Melbourne Cup has been the main event on Australia's racing calendar for more than 250 years. Dominated by fashion, frivolity, and having a bit of a flutter, its popularity led to it becoming known as the race that stops the nation. Pop singer and Victoria Racing Club ambassador Delta Goodrum says she sees the event as part of the fabric of Australia.
We grew up with it. When you think about being at school, and I think about the 3 o'clock when the whole classroom stops, and really brings people together. And I think it's really important right now that we all come together and celebrate.
Dr. Alex Russell is a senior postdoctoral fellow in the Experimental Gambling Research Laboratory at CQ University. He says given Australia's historic love of gambling, it's no surprise that the event has stood the test of time.
Racing in particular is heavily intertwined with gambling. So, you know, other sports, they can exist without gambling, you know, maybe not in their current forms, but you take gambling away from racing and no one's interested, right? That's the whole reason it exists.
But enjoyment of the Melbourne Cup appears to have waned in recent years. Before the pandemic caused restrictions on spectator numbers, attendance at Flemington on the first Tuesday in November had declined each year since 2013. Dr. Alex Russell says the drop in interest can be partly attributed to Australians' changing attitudes towards gambling. He says while total race betting revenue continues to climb, the number of Australians who gamble has decreased by about 8% in the past decade.
The people who are dropping off are not, you know, these people who bet a lot. They're still betting tons. It's the people who would only place just that one bet on the Melbourne Cup per year or just buy the occasional lottery ticket. You know, people are sort of getting a bit more concerned about gambling as a whole and recognising that there's, you know, costs to people, both gamblers themselves and also people around them and society as a whole.
The other main reason for a decline in support for the event is concern over animal welfare. 7 competing horses have died on Melbourne Cup Day since 2013. And data shows in the last racing year alone, at least 140 horses were killed on Australian tracks. Investigations in recent years have also revealed some former racehorses being sent to slaughterhouses despite welfare guarantees. In research commissioned by the Greens and conducted by Lonergan Research this year, 55% of respondents agreed that racing animals like horses for gambling and entertainment is cruel. Kristen Lee from the Coalition for the Protection of Racehorses says she's noticed an increasing change in how Melbourne Cup Day is regarded by the wider community.
People contact us and say, I kind of feel forced to engage in this sweep at work, you know, what can I do? We see bars even saying they refuse to screen the race, and you know, it's becoming a really controversial issue, as it should.
She says Melbourne Cup Day should be observed as a memorial for the horses that have died, not a party.
It's just a shocking display, and we need to change the culture in this country to celebrate good things, not horrific things.
The Melbourne Cup Carnival made a $447.6 million return to the Victorian economy in 2018. But Dr. Alex Russell says evidence shows the economic benefits of the racing industry don't necessarily outweigh the harm.
Looks like it probably breaks about even. So, you know, you can talk about the positives of gambling where you like and these events like racing and things like that. But, you know, when you actually look at the full spectrum of harms and everything, it's, you know, maybe not as ahead as many people would like it to be.
But despite the growing concerns over gambling and animal cruelty, he doesn't think we'll be seeing the end of events like the Melbourne Cup anytime soon.
The racing industry is a big one. They've got a lot of political clout as well. You know, donations and things like that. It's hard to, you know, make a really big change like that. You know, and I think they'll always protect the Melbourne Cup. It's their marquee event. So I don't see it going anywhere.
Amy Hall, SBS News.